Have you ever wondered what lifelong learning looks like in Caboolture? Today we're chatting with Desley Matthews, OAM, founder of Caboolture U3A, committee member and tutor team leader. With up to 50 activities running each week, Term 3 is packed and Desley's on hand to walk us through it all, including how you can volunteer or tutor. Let's dive in. Welcome, Desley, to the show.
Thank you, Rosemary.
And as I've told everyone, the founder of Caboolture U3A, committee member and tutor team leader. Desley, you are Desley Matthews, OAM. Can you just explain to us a little bit about how this OAM came about?
Well, one day I picked up my mail and I opened a letter and it was asking me, would I accept an OAM? Well, it just blew me out of the water. And I thought about it. And the interesting thing was that it was part of the Queen's birthday honours in the middle of the year. And I'm a bit of a Republican. And I thought, I don't know that I want the Queen's birthday honours. But then I thought, well, somebody has gone to an awful lot of trouble to write out this application and send it in, and really I ought to honour their efforts.
Yes.
So I said, yes, I did. I didn't go to Government House, though.
Oh.
Something, I don't know.
You're just,
I'm an odd person.
Too far.
I'm just an odd person.
But a very, very worthy recipient of the OAM, Desley. Yeah, and yes. Thank you from 101.5, but also from the community of Caboolture, because you've done some wonderful things, you know.
Caboolture has been so good to me.
Yeah.
I've been in Caboolture now for 70-odd years.
Yeah.
I came as a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
And I suppose right from the very beginning, my dad was in the ambulance in the days when it was the QATB.
That's right.
And they didn't have government funding, so they had to raise money to supplement their wages and running things. So at 9 years old, I was cutting sandwiches for the dance on Saturday night, and I was selling tickets on the chocolate wheel on the New Year's Day carnival they used to run at Beechmere.
Yeah.
way back.
Yeah.
So somebody told me once I was just programmed.
Yep.
And opportunities come up and you just see something that could be done and there's lots of wonderful people out there to help you.
Yeah.
So it just seemed
you just to do it.
Natural.
And that leads us right into U3A, doesn't it?
Well, yes, U3A is sort of the end of my era.
Yeah. But, you know, with all of this seeing a need in the community and fulfilling that.
Well, my need was as big as the community's need at the time because my husband had just passed away after 50 years and I'd been working with another organisation for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow or other I just felt I needed something new.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed to be a different person now. I was single all of a sudden instead of a couple.
Yeah.
So I went looking for something to do and somebody mentioned to me U3A and I thought, well, that sounds interesting. So I just went over to Bribie and spoke to the president over there, who was extremely helpful. And here we are today.
Here we are today. How wonderful is that? And I'm just thinking, Desley, with U3A, that actually started in France in just 1973. So you must have cottoned on to it,
Philly. No, back in the 1940s it started.
Oh, was it? Okay.
In France, yes.
Okay.
And initially it was started by the professors, retiring professors from the university who offered their time and expertise to people who hadn't had the opportunity to go to university.
Okay.
So originally I think U3A was much more academic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the idea flowed right around the world.
Good.
So yeah. Even here in our Moreton Bay region, we have 5 U3As, and collectively we must have at least 5,000 members.
Oh, yeah. Well, Caboolture is a huge number, isn't
well,
it?
Well, we're up to 800 and something now.
Yeah, wow.
Bribey, Pine Rivers and Redcliffe are well over the 1,000. So it's an amazing organisation.
Yes, it is. It is. So what do you love about the U3A philosophy? What's that, Desley, that keeps you there, working
well,
so hard?
It's an opportunity to learn at your own pace, mm-hmm. without any stress, mm-hmm. no exams, for fun.
Yeah.
A lot of our activities are not so academic, but more along the lines. We have lots of exercise classes, card classes. So there's a lot more about companionship these days, I think.
Okay, which is very important.
Which is so important, yes. For people as they age.
Yes.
Yes, so just the general philosophy of getting together, mm-hmm. doing something different, because that's really important. If we keep doing the same thing all the time, we might get very good at it. It's not good for our brains.
No.
We need to stretch them every now and again.
Exactly. Desley, just explain the scale of Caboolture U3A. I think there's up to about 50 activities, isn't there?
Yes,
right now?
We're verging on 50 activities now. Mm-hmm. So we go from floral art to Tai Chi to neuro art to table tennis. A huge spectrum of classes.
Okay.
We have a caravan group that goes
mm-hmm.
away.
Mm-hmm.
We have, on the social side of things, we have bus trips. We have a theatre group which goes down to QPAC.
Okay.
Catches up with all the musicals.
Yep.
So we try to cover as many aspects of people's lives, give people as many opportunities as possible to come along and join.
Lovely, lovely.
Yes.
Now, I believe that term 3 is heading up pretty close.
Yeah.
Firstly, you're going to have the AGM in September. So what happens after that?
Well, we have a band of very enthusiastic people stepping up.
Good.
for our management committee. We
yeah.
still need more.
Yeah, yeah.
We still need more. So if there's anybody out there that would like to put their toe in the water,
mm-hmm.
Come along, help a community organisation, particularly with the senior citizen flavour,
mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And what a great way to get to know an organisation by being on the committee. Hey?
Oh,
I mean, you learn
is.
So much
you
more about it,
do
don't
learn
you?
So much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's so many interesting things to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Running an organisation is really exciting and interesting.
Yeah.
It can be daunting. Some people think it's very daunting, but if you choose to think of it as exciting,
it
makes all
it
the
will
difference.
Be. It will be.
Yes.
Hey? It will. It will. So what kinds of skills and interests are you hoping to attract? Desley?
Well, we're also desperately looking for tutors.
Yes.
Because we can't expand our program without people coming along and offering their time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking particularly for arts and crafts.
Mm-hmm.
We have several art classes, but they're always full and we've always got waiting lists.
Wow.
So an art teacher would be just so wonderful. So if there's anybody out there that's an ex-teacher, or if you've just had some experience and you love to do it and you're willing to pass that experience on to somebody else,
because mm-hmm.
you don't have to be a qualified tutor.
No.
A qualified
teacher.
Teacher,
yeah.
No.
No, okay.
No.
Well, that's good, yeah. Okay. And listen, you're going to have that volunteering morning tea coming up shortly, aren't you?
What's we have, thing? Yes.
Yep.
On the 8th, Saturday the 8th of August,
yep.
at 10 o'clock
yep.
at our Riverside Cottage,
mm-hmm.
We're having an information morning for volunteers. So we're asking everybody who might be interested in any way to come along, find out more about U3A, how we operate, and all the myriad ways. There are so many little things that someone can do that will make a big difference in actually running an organisation.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, fabulous. Now, I know you say that you've got little bits and pieces that you go and do to keep people active. The caravan and camping group, they're having some outings fairly shortly, I believe.
They certainly are. And when I just look at my notes, because I don't actually own a caravan, so no. I don't keep up with the caravan. I have got my notes.
Good girl.
They're going to the Kundanga Bowls Club.
Yeah.
On the 10th to the 15th of August, so that's coming up fairly soon.
Yep.
And then in September, they're going to the Lowood Showgrounds.
Uh-huh.
And this is a pet-friendly group, so if you have a dog that's been socialised.
Well done, yeah.
Yes, I don't know about other – it says pet-friendly.
Yep.
I don't know about little horses or
– oh, no.
I'm not sure.
It's usually puppy dogs,
it's
isn't
usually
it?
Usually
pretty
puppy
well,
dogs,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yes.
And now QPAC, you've got a musical outing at QPAC.
Yes, we've got Fiddler on the Roof coming up October.
Yeah.
We've got Lion King now coming in
Oh, how beautiful. I saw
February.
That in Sydney years ago.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
So it's only $15 to be a member.
Yeah, okay.
So come along, become a member, join our theatre group.
Oh, Lion King magic, yep.
Yes.
Now, there's many and varied classes, Desley, and we've spoken about that. There's some vacancies, but others with waiting lists. What are the main ones that there could be vacancies for, or others that you've got a waiting list on? You
well,
did mention
all
their
of
craft.
all of our exercise classes, I think, have vacancies.
Yeah, good.
Mainly because they have extra space,
of course,
and space is our big problem.
Mm-hmm.
We are going into new premises in a couple of years.
Good.
So that's something
That'll
to look forward to. But at the moment we only have one classroom of our own. All our other classes we have to rent other venues.
Oh, okay.
So we're spending over $20,000 a year
on
rentals.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
But, so all our exercise, our line dance classes, our card classes, if you see something in our program that you're interested in, give the office a ring because they can tell you straight away whether there's vacancies. They always keep a wait list.
Yep.
So you can put your name down a wait list and people do drop out of classes.
Absolutely,
or they
for whatever reason.
Move out of the area.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And, Desley, just before I let you go, firstly, everyone can get onto the website, yep.
They should, so certainly
let
can.
Let us know what that website is.
Yes, and the website is www.caboolture3a.org.au.
Okay, and you really don't need the three W's. Because
you really
you can
don't
just,
need the
no,
three W's.
No, so just
but they've
Caboolture.
Put it here, so I've read it.
There you go.
Because I'm not technologically sound, so I want to make sure that I do the right thing.
Join the club there, Desley, I tell you. Now, just a reminder to listeners to check out those events on the Caboolture U3A website. Classes and volunteering opportunities are available, so there's not a lot of reason why you wouldn't want to be doing it, is there?
Oh, no. Pick up the phone. Get on your iPad or your PC or whatever the things that they're using these
days.
Your
little laptop, whatever.
Get in touch. That's the main thing. Get in touch and
take it from there.
Yes.
Now, whether it's joining a class, lending a hand as a tutor, or heading off on the next caravan trip, there's something for absolutely everybody at Caboolture U3A. Desley Matthews, OAM, founder of Caboolture U3A, committee member and tutor team leader. Thanks very much for keeping us up to date, Desley. We really appreciate it. And you can catch up on more of the U3A podcasts at any time on 101.5 FM. www.lifelonglearning.com.au. Lovely talking to you, Desley. And may I say, happy birthday for yesterday. Oh. Happy birthday to you.
If anybody ever played bingo and remember what two fat ladies mean, that's how old I am.
Stop it. Wasn't that a good show? Wasn't that a good show?
It was.
Yeah. Thanks, Desley.